This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
He's in town on Saturday. I cannot wait. Michael Fronte at Grinders Saturday night.
It's a Saturday. Good.
This coming.
We should get him on the show again. I had so much fun with him.
I hope to. If he's in town in time, yeah, we'll get him on. Good afternoon, everybody.
Who ordered the rain again?
It was not really in the forecast.
Do you know, as it was pouring down rain this morning, I looked out, I go, is it raining again? I looked out.
Are you mad about it?
No, however,
I'm very
I was
happy about it.
Scrolling
so
through the Kansas City Star, and the headline read, scorching unbearable temperatures, be prepared today.
It is 81 degrees right now.
The forecast at 8 a.m. this morning said no rain and extremely hot all day.
Okay, so
at 8 a.m. this morning, it had already been raining for about an hour and a half.
Well, so where did this come from, Sam?
Nobody knows.
I love the rain. I mean, do not get me wrong. I went outside today. I sat in my little happy space. I read a book. I listened to the rain and the kitties were sitting with me. Like, I had a really peaceful, lovely morning because I love a good thunderstorm.
So do I.
But also, I just... Okay, didn't pull the patio cushions in because, again, did not have it on my bingo card that it was going to be raining today.
I was at the gym in Lenexa this morning. We had all the garage doors open, and very quickly it became a swimming pool inside there. It went from blue skies to absolute torrential downpour, and it did not stop for 3 hours.
So...
Your face?
Yeah.
Come on, step down in the light.
Above the lip,
right.
Below the chin.
Yeah, okay. above the lip.
This one hurts, Scott.
Malcolm Jamal Warner, Theo, from The Cosby Show, dead at the age of 54.
I actually broke the news to Scott. I called him before I got into work today. And he said, hey, what's going on? And I said, Theo from the, I go, Malcolm Jamal Warner. What happened? And he goes, Theo from the Cosby Show?
And where else is it? Oh, I see it.
So this is the scene when Theo shaves for the first time.
He thinks he has a mustache.
He's going out on a date. And his he wants help learning how to shave from Dr. Huxtable. And he says, well, I've got this hair. It's right here. And Dr. Huxtable's like, what?
I don't see it.
Where?
Do you know that Malcolm Jamal Warner played the character that was much more than loosely based on Bill Cosby's actual son
Correct.
In real life, Ennis Cosby? You remember we lost Ennis to violent crime.
That is correct.
Armed carjacking. Mm-hmm. What was that? God, 20 years ago, Scott?
Right, it might have been more than that. Let me look that up.
And the character Theo Huxtable was, you know, sort of based on some of the shenanigans of his son in real life. I think he
died in 1997.
Oh, God, we are getting old. I think this stings because you and I are getting to the age where when the headline flashes that we have lost someone noteworthy, right? More and more often, they are too young for comfort, Scott. And also from like the 80s and 90s when we grew up, like, and this happens to every generation, but you feel like in your 20s and 30s when we're losing people in Hollywood and authors and actors and all of that, you know, my mom would call and say, oh, can you believe we lost Frank Sinatra? And I'd go, oh, that's too bad. You know, what a life he lived.
Frank Sinatra died on the same day as my father.
Oh, did he really? Mm-hmm. But don't you feel like now we are starting to lose people at our age? Anyone listening who's 50 or older.
By the same day, I mean
The day. The actual day.
In 1998,
But
yes.
As we are aging, we're starting to lose people that like, oh. Like when Olivia Newton-John died, I was just, you know, and it's not like Malcolm Jamal Warner was in the headlines all the time, and that's a good thing as a child actor. He didn't grow up to be weird, had a family, all those things.
I can't recall anything he did after The Cosby Show, but who cares? I mean, it's not like he needed to.
No.
I'm assuming that paid for a lot of good times.
Was on a family vacation in Costa Rica.
Died in the ocean.
And drowned while swimming after he was caught by a high current. Died of asphyxia near the city of Limon. His body was identified late yesterday. He was just such a beloved fixture of 80s television. Nominated for the Emmy.
It is a big deal. I mean, of course, you're not looking like a mountain man or anything. But just Denise!
What?
Come on out. Is your father calling?
Don't come in!
No. You got a 2-minute warning.
Daddy!
Thanks, Dad. Now,
what are you Thanks, Dad.
You know, I want to find the quote, and I think it's in the stack that we printed for you, Scott. They had asked him, and you can't, this is just how it is. You cannot have a conversation about Malcolm Jamal Warner and The Cosby Show without having a conversation about that thing and The Cosby Show. And what he said was, and it absolutely did, he said it tarnished what was a wholesome show. And I'm going to find the exact quote because it's brilliant what he said. That during a time then and now where you are looking for positive entertainment in the African-American community and beyond. And The Cosby Show was black, white, purple, yellow, old, young. Everybody watched that. He said, we always had The Cosby Show to hold up against the negative. We always held that up against the negative. Now we can't do that because of Bill Cosby.
Two thoughts about that. And I was trying to explain to Sam earlier how big The Cosby Show was in the mid-80s.
Oh, Sam.
It was, I mean, even when I lived...
It was appointment television.
When I lived in a place that is not here.
Germany.
No. We would be on the bus. We had one channel, AFN, Armed Forces Network, okay? And they would broadcast The Cosby Show every Wednesday night. Every Thursday morning. We were on the bus talking about The Cosby
Absolutely.
Show. It was huge. I mean, you can't even put into words how big The Cosby Show was in 85, 86, and 87.
And correct me if I'm wrong, other than the little sister and the singing that they did that was always super fun, he really was the beloved center of the kids of that show.
You're talking about Theo.
Yes. Lisa Bonet was always a little weird and in real life was a little weird. You know, just right. He was just this wholesome, funny. They wrote his character so well.
And he played it so well.
He played it so well.
And the thing is, you know, I understand what Bill Cosby did is indefensible. There's no room to even try to defend him. But I wish they would still play The Cosby Show in syndication.
Because Bill Cosby, I will remind you, was a doctor. And
in education.
Felicia Rashad was a lawyer. And listen to one of Malcolm Jamal Warner's quotes about it. I can understand why some people can't watch the show and enjoy it because of everything that's happened, okay? Mm. But he says, I think there's a generation of young people who pursued higher education or started loving families because of the influence of that show. It was not black people in trouble. It didn't make fun of any of that.
It was they very were successful
very black successful black family.
Mm-hmm. And I wish we could, I wish we could get, I don't want to say get past what Bill Cosby did because what he did is horrible. But I can separate the art from the artist. And I wish they would play The Cosby Show on TV. I would still watch it today, 40 years later.
He has tons of more modern TV credits, including Malcolm and Eddie, which fun fact about that, it is a sitcom based in a bar. That bar inspired by Kelly's Westport Inn.
Wow, I didn't know that.
He was also on The Resident for five seasons, 96 episodes.
Okay. 913-586-7798, 586-7798, here on Dana and Parks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game, like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
A gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Sadly, a woman in Overland Park died this morning because of the flash flooding that has occurred. The ground is already saturated from last week, and then, of course, you get more rain this morning. The Overland Park Police Department said one woman was killed in floodwaters this morning.
Listen to what happened, and I think this is worth just maybe talking through this a little bit, Scott, because look, it's been raining, the ground is saturated, all of the things, you know where the usual spots are around town that flood.
Sure.
We all know that.
Sure.
Tomahawk Creek, Turkey Creek, Indian, we all know, right? This is in the heart of Southern Overland Park at 155th and Knoll, and the woman left for her daily morning walk around 7:30 this morning. She does it every single day. Then she doesn't come home. Like, usually within an hour, she's home. And her family, obviously concerned, called police by the time it was about 9:30 and said, look, our mom went out for a walk. She has not come back. And sure enough, they get out there and they start looking. The woman's daughter, her son-in-law, police officers. And a police officer sadly found her in the creek and wasn't able to reach her. The creek was overflowing its banks at the time she was reported missing. And from what I read, it went from like 3 feet to almost 10 feet in 30 minutes between 9:30 this morning and 10 a.m. this morning. It went surge 6 feet. From 3.5 feet to 10 feet. And I don't even think that I would have understood, as long as we've covered weather events and news events in this town, I don't even think I would understand that it can happen that quickly, even in a neighborhood with which you're extremely familiar.
I'm just curious, and I'm not victim blaming here. How do you not know? Well,
because in 30 minutes, that thing just...
So I'm just thinking about the Indian Creek Trail, which I'm very familiar with. I went to Shawnee Mission South High School, so we ran all of our track stuff on the trail. It is right next to Indian Creek, and Indian Creek is known for flooding. I guarantee you in that storm this morning, there were parts of that trail that were perfectly fine.
1 minute.
And then 10 to 15, maybe 20 minutes later, that part of that trail that you just ran on is now covered in rushing water.
Is now underwater. And Scott, it's possible she had some sort of medical, like we don't really know. But the fact that that thing surged 6 feet in just minutes, really. When I lived in Prairie Village, when we first moved here, Jack was just a baby. Our home backed to, is that Indian or Tomahawk Creek? I can't even remember now. It's been so many years. But it backed to it. And they've got storm drains built up there and all that stuff. Sure. But you know, in some of those lower-lying areas over by the village shops, they pull out the signs, they pull the barriers, and they say, and I remember when we were over there thinking, I am so terrified of that thing if I had a 7-year-old boy or a 12-year-old boy, right? Because you could hear it rushing through those culverts behind the houses. And that's with years and years and years of storm drain control. Maybe at 155th and Knoll, Sam, they don't have those systems built up and around the way they do in some of the other areas around town.
Again, not to victim blame here, but why are you walking in the rain?
Because she walks every single morning at 7:30.
Well, I mean, if it's 10 degrees below zero,
and maybe at 7:30, was it even raining? I was asleep.
It was.
It was. Well, I looked at the clock. At 7:08, it was blue skies. At 7:15, you couldn't see more than 10 feet.
Yeah.
People do, Scott. Okay. Or she got out there and it wasn't raining much. And then you know how it happens. The sky opens up and you're like, oh my gosh, maybe I need to turn around and get back home. And by then you look over and the creek is that high.
And
if you're in
a wooded area, what are you going to do? Run straight into the woods?
Oh, it's so sad.
Well, either that or die. Yeah.
The headwaters.
I would run into the woods.
Listen to this. The headwaters originate in that creek near 151st Street and Antioch and flow east 4 miles through Leawood and end in the Blue River. We are not saying the name of the creek because I refuse. I cannot believe they have not changed the name of that creek.
Well, it's called Negro Creek.
They put it to a vote in 2023. God help us, they decided to keep it. I don't know why.
That creek is? I never knew that.
Beg your pardon?
Between that and my alma mater in Topeka, can we not get this stuff renamed?
Well, and we had Nazi River in Alaska.
That we talked about
last week. They changed that. Yeah, that's right. It's still called Negro Creek.
The last sentence in the Kansas City Star is, despite calls to rename it, a committee decided in 2023 to retain the name, citing concerns that removing it would erase a painful piece of history. Do you know what you do? you put a plaque, an informational plaque there.
No, you don't.
That says.
No, you don't.
This, and here is why this was named in that manner. We now know better. We are moving on.
No, you just rename it and you don't put a plaque up to even acknowledge what it once was called.
That's the direction I would go. But if the committee says we don't want to erase the painful piece of history, well, you can.
What piece of history are we talking about?
My guess is that name came about in what, Sam? The 30s, 40s?
Before now.
1870s, yeah. Probably.
From the text line, I live in that area. I left my house at 7:45 this morning. It was not raining at all.
Yeah, I think when she left that far south, it wasn't raining, and then you get caught out in it. But, you know.
Where did it come from? That's what I am still confused
Same
by.
Same question.
I was literally looking at the forecast an hour and a half into the rainstorm, and it said no rain. Make it make sense. Like, I can see it's raining. You're lying to me.
Could we ask Brian Busby? Because I'm not saying anyone did anything wrong. Sometimes nature just happens. But I think a whole lot of people today are going, wait, whoa, I thought it was going to be 110 degrees. And thank God it's not. I mean, I'm glad it's not.
No, it's 82 right now.
Got a sweater on in here.
Yes. Keep in mind, last Thursday night, they were predicting that there might be some scattered thunderstorms last Thursday night. Nobody. You know, and I love Brian. It's 83, by the way. And Joe Lauria and all those guys, they do a great job. But sometimes, to your point, Dana, Mother Nature just happens. Nobody was predicting 8.7 inches of rain in Western Shawnee. Nobody.
No. You're talking the previous storm.
I'm talking the one from Thursday night.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Nobody was predicting 8.7 inches. I believe down in Gardner, they got 10 inches of rain.
We were out off of K-10, obviously west, yesterday afternoon out at Shadow Glen over in Cedar Creek. And one of their holes out there, Scott, is still shut down. And they were showing us, that's the one I showed you the picture of last week. The entire...
Is it still underwater?
Hole 13 was underwater. They were able to get the water out of there. But what you end up seeing now, and if you had a neighborhood that flooded, you know this... The debris field from where the water went over those banks, the entire farm property behind that was flooded. Huh. You just see tree debris everywhere because of the power of that water washing over its banks.
Did you guys see the tree here on Squibb when you came into work today?
Yes.
How do you miss it?
What was that about?
That had to have been from the storms.
I mean, a lightning strike?
I don't know. The lightning was crazy.
That's a big tree. That was a big tree.
I think it's the weight of the water on the trees, coupled with the aging trees, coupled with the soggy. Like, they're down everywhere. I can't believe more people didn't lose power.
What'd you say, Sam?
The sky was mad.
Yeah, it was.
He was angry that day, my friend.
913-586-7798. 586-7798. Dana Wright, Sam Stevie III. My name is Scott Parks here on KMBZ.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
So Sarah's boyfriend works at Casey Pet Project. And last night, we're just chilling at
home.
Here we go. No, we're not there yet. And Sarah sends me this picture of this beautiful black, white, and tan dog. It's a mix between a basset hound and a lab. And her name is Nutmeg. I don't like the name. But Nutmeg is six. Well, not at 6.5 years old, and
An older rescue.
Yeah, we're T and I are flirting with the idea.
Sweet little Nutmeg.
I think it will be the greatest thing for your. I don't want to say your mental health. Not that there's anything wrong with your mental health.
There's a lot wrong.
But you know.
Let's be honest.
You can go on walks with her, and I know you are really smitten with your daughter's pup, and I think it's really going to be good for you.
That stupid dog.
So I look over during the break, Sam, and he's just kind of grinning like someone newly in love. He's looking at his phone. He's kind of smiling, and I thought, oh, is somebody texting him? Like, what's going on over there? And he goes, can I tell you something? Like, what? And he goes, well, we're just thinking about it. And he shows, and I go, here we go.
Why are you holding back?
I'm not, what do you mean, why am I holding back?
You're just thinking about it.
It just started, a couple days ago, you started talking about it.
We have opened it's been over a year now. Well, it's been a year this month since we put Stella down.
Yeah.
And that was one of the hardest days of my life. I mean, it crushed me. And I still think about that stupid dog every single day of my life. But I thought, I need to get back in the game. There's a dog out there with my name on it.
Yep.
And I love dogs. And this dog is 6.5 years old. It says here that she just chills and exists.
Hell yeah. What's the breed?
It's a lot of lab and a little bit of Basset Hound.
Okay.
You can see that in the face.
I see the Basset Hound in the ears and in the face.
Yeah.
Now I have my concerns.
No, what it's going to be. She chills and exists. No concerns, Sam.
It says here, Nutmeg is the best coexister that you've ever met.
Dirt.
She just wants to hang out in the home with you and other doggy friends. Another dog is not necessary. Nutmeg really just wants a place to be comfortable and hang out. She is not super affectionate and doesn't play.
She's part cat.
She just is straight vibes.
Straight vibes.
Okay.
Straight vibes.
If you're looking for a prime couch potato, Nutmeg is your gal.
Do it?
Well, I don't know. I haven't decided yet.
All right. We have breaking news now from Channel 9. Let's see if we can get Brian on the program.
What's going on?
Listen to this. Kansas City crews just rescued a woman clinging to a tree in floodwaters. Go to Channel 9's webpage. A woman held on to tree branches for at least half an hour in rushing water as Kansas City crews worked to rescue her. They responded to the area of, Sam, look this up, 717 West 101st Terrace. That's either Leawood or That's a little south of there.
That would be Indian Creek Trail.
When they arrived, they found a woman clinging to branches as the water quickly rose and flowed around her. They were eventually able to take a raft out and safely bring her to land. Firefighters assisted her out of the raft, and she walked away from the floodwaters with their support. What is going on out there?
Well, the ground is saturated, as we mentioned in the last segment, and the rain does not stop. It is still raining. Based on what I just saw on Facebook Reels from Brian Busby, it is still raining up in Leavenworth.
Oh, my gosh. Look at this. She is literally clinging to life. Where did you know where that is? We're going to get Busby. Where is 717 West 101st? That's got to be Indian Creek.
Okay, hang on.
No, it is. It's right next to Jasper's.
I was going to ask.
That's the Rock Mill area. Yeah.
Okay.
I think that's Busby calling in on the hotline.
Goodness.
Hello, Mr. Busby.
Hello.
Chief Meteorologist Brian Busby. Hello, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you guys?
Well, we're fine. What is going on? And
what do you mean?
Well, was it that, Brian, today the ground was already so saturated? Is that why we're seeing such flash flooding? Because it... Where I live, it rained, but it didn't rain like it rained last week.
Correct. We have 10 inches of rain, which is a quarter of the entire year for Kansas City in selected areas. And the radar estimates I'm seeing are at least 2 to 3 inches, mainly in Johnson County. So the usual suspects didn't have time to recover.
You know, I wonder, Brian, we talk all the time about turn around, don't drown. And I think people generally understand that. I mean, I know we still see people making mistakes, but generally you understand that during a flash flooding event, you don't go out. I wonder on our end if we need to do a better job of reminding people in the week after a severe flash flooding event that if round two comes, you know, this can happen very quickly. We've had one death near 151st and Knoll, and a second water rescue just now near 101st.
Was it a 60-plus-year-old woman?
She was out on a walk. Mm-hmm. She was out on a walk, yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, people just have a tough time understanding the power of nature, period, whether we're talking wind. So it was just a 50-mile-an-hour wind, yeah, but if a branch falls down and gets on somebody, I mean, that could cause some sort of injury. And water... Very, very, very strong, especially when it's starting to come through with the rapids that we saw at Brush Creek, Indian Creek, Turkey Creek, the usual suspects that are first to succumb to flooding. And we had two things going on. Flash flooding, which is where it rises quickly and then recedes quickly. But as you mentioned, Dana, because we're coming off a 10-plus inch rainfall, we have had no time to recover. And think about this past weekend. First of all, we had rain yesterday and more clouds, so we didn't have much sunshine. We certainly did not get as warm as I think every forecast was going for, and I'll be the first to admit that today is not going to be as warm as everybody was going for. And because we did have an overcast sky with more rain coming in, there was no way the ground was going to dry out sufficiently.
Did I hear you right to say that last week on Thursday night, there are some parts of the Kansas City Metro that received a quarter of the amount of rain they would get in an entire year?
Yeah. Kansas City gets about 44 inches of rain or precipitation, whether you're talking about melting down snow, et cetera. So about 44 inches, 46 inches a year. And Lake Quivira, if I'm not mistaken, I think that was the one that everybody was quoting, 10.6, 10.8. So that's about a quarter of the entire year.
Yeah. We got 8.7. And I don't live far from Lake Quivira. We got 8.7 in Western Shawnee.
Well, that's because Boo Boo Cakes, let me tell you that unfortunately the dome did not last. It did not.
The dome did not work, Brian. It did not work. All right, what are we looking at? I just saw you were on Facebook Reels, and there's still rain coming down up north. Is that correct? Leavenworth, Atchison, et cetera?
Mm-hmm. There's one more batch. This one's not as heavy, not as strong, hopefully not as long-lasting. But again, it's right on the heels of the previous one. We haven't had much sunshine, so there may be some more ponding. There may be some more isolated incidents of more flooding. But, you know, I hope this breaks. The trouble is, I mean, there's always a silver lining in that we do have at least less in the way of heat to deal with today. Now, once the sun comes back out and the humidity is so high with all this moisture on the ground, it's going to feel like a sauna when the sun does come out and temperatures get into those upper 80s and low 90s. But yeah, we have another batch that's coming down.
Good times. All right, Brian. Hey, always appreciate your time, buddy. Thanks.
Not a problem, guys. Take care.
All right. Channel 9 Chief Meteorologist Brian Busby joining us on the KMBZ hotline. Speaking of drowning, sadly, two men have drowned at the Lake of the Ozarks over the weekend. According to reports from the Missouri State Highway Patrol, a man was riding in a kayak at the Lake of the Ozarks in Possum Hollow Cove. When his kayak overturned, he never resurfaced.
Because all of the waterways are swollen, right? I mean, the Ozarks is a beast in and of itself.
Yeah. I don't know. I haven't been to the Lake of the Ozarks since I was in my 20s.
It scares me.
Could have gotten caught onto something. Who knows?
Yeah.
By the way, I have confirmed on the map that is roughly 101st and Warnell, and there are a lot of homeless people who live in that area.
We do not know if she was homeless, but one of the water rescues last week was in that area, and it was a similar situation where the water just came up so fast, and they had to go in and rescue him. So
I used to drive through there every single day, and you get to know the people who are hanging out on the street corners, not having conversations with them, but you see the same people every single day. And I know for a fact that there was one lady that lost her dog in the flood last year and ended up getting a new dog.
Andy Byron, the CEO of the startup tech company Astronomer, has resigned from his position over the weekend just days after he was caught in an alleged affair on a Kiss cam at a Coldplay concert.
Yeah.
What was that, Sam?
Did you see they've also talked to the young woman who was filming it?
Yeah. Oh, look at these two. All right, come on. You're okay? Oh, what? Either they're having an affair or they're just very shy.
The young woman who was filming it, they interviewed her, and she said she hasn't made any money off the video. It's gone beyond viral. And that she was filming it because she loves to watch people's reactions. She had been to a Coldplay show before on the Kiss cam. So she was filming all of it and then just so happened to get the moment that.
So I guess Chris Martin.
God, the memes are everywhere.
Let me ask you something, and I'm being serious. What is it about this story that has captured America's attention? Because there was an op-ed in the New York Times or one of the major newspapers that said it has captured our attention. Now let's let it go.
I agree with that because there are family members involved and all of those things. Is it because he's a millionaire
and a CEO?
I just think it has something to do with that. Because if you had just said, you know, the two of them got caught in their car outside of a, you know, Steak and Shake or something, no one would be, I don't want to say no one would care. No one would be talking about it the way this has gone viral, where sports teams are getting involved.
Did you see the Philadelphia Phillies over the weekend?
I heard.
With their two mascots?
I heard.
Did you see every Kiss cam at every single professional sports game over the weekend? Everyone was doing it. It was hilarious.
So what is it? Why has this literally galvanized the American attention?
I think initially the video was funny simply because of how they reacted. Had they not reacted, had they just been a couple sitting there swaying side to side, I'm sure word would have gotten out, but it would not be viral the way that it is. And then also there is an element of they're rich, and the thought is that rich people do this stuff all the time and they just don't get caught and, you know, we'll get it divorced and pay the money or whatever and move on with life. And people who aren't rich like to watch rich people suffer.
Okay. 913-586-7798. Dana Wright, Sam Stevie III. My name is Scott Parks here on KMBZ. An Idaho judge has set aside a full day for the sentencing hearings of Brian Koberger, who is expected to serve life in prison for the murders of four University of Idaho students.
He better have security and a bulletproof vest on, because those dads are furious over that plea.
Koberger, who is now 30 years old, pleaded guilty on July 2nd. He will face the families of the people that he killed. It will happen on July 23rd. Ooh, that's in... That's Wednesday.
Oh, yeah.
Family members of the victims, some of whom have been deeply divided over the plea deal, will be allowed to make statements about the impact of his crimes before his sentence is handed down. Koberger will be allowed to make a statement if he chooses. He's not required.
He won't. He's a sociopath. He won't. What's he going to say?
His sentencing, I think he will.
Oh, I don't.
For that very reason, is that he's a sociopath.
Based on what I learned from the documentary, I don't think he will.
Oh, really?
Sam, I will tell you.
He's an incredibly shy person.
I just can't. There are certain things I can't watch. That is one of them. But you said it was incredibly...
It's amazing how much, I mean, we followed every single detail of the story, and it's amazing how much we didn't know about his life that, of course, the documentary producers dug into.
What would the motive have been? I didn't watch it. You obviously did. What would the motive have been?
The inability to get women.
Good God.
That's it?
Yep.
He couldn't get a date?
I mean, so I don't want to spoil the whole documentary.
You know, Scott, how some serial killers all have issues with their mom. They have issues with women. They incredibly low self-esteem.
He went through an extreme transformation in high school, and no matter what he did to his physical appearance, could not get over the mental hurdle.
Good God.
The mental hurdle of what? Not being able to get somebody to go out with him?
Being weird.
Yeah.
What do you mean he went through an incredible transformation?
I'll just give away the whole documentary.
Well, that's fine.
Right in this segment. He was 150 pounds overweight as a freshman in high school and was chiseled and super fit by his senior year. And they talked to girls that he went to dates with from dating apps. And they all have this super
creepy
guy story. And
yeah,
it's worth the watch.
Okay.
It's
they
so
use
awful.
The term incel in the documentary.
It's absolutely awful.
10 richest suburbs in the United States.
Okay. All the United States?
Yep. And well, by the way, none are in Missouri or Kansas.
Whatever is the 90210. Beverly Hills is a city, not a suburb, but what's the one there? Encino?
Wouldn't Beverly Hills be a suburb of LA?
I thought Beverly Hills was part of LA.
That's how little money the three of us have combined. We don't even know.
We're so dumb.
Those fancy places in LA.
Wellesley, Massachusetts, Boston, number 10.
Wellesley.
Orinda, California.
Okay.
Outside of Oakland.
Okay.
And I was just there. I don't remember seeing the name Orinda. Number 9. Hinsdale, Illinois, outside of Chicago. It's on the north side. South Lake, Texas is number 7, Dallas-Fort Worth. Mm. University Park, Texas, it is a Dallas suburb as well. Alamo, California, another Oakland suburb.
There's so much money around San Francisco. And by Oakland suburb, they mean south of the city of San Francisco.
Right.
Correct. Los Altos, California is number 4. West University Place, Texas.
See, Texas is surprising me, I know I get the oil money, all of that stuff. I would have thought most of these would be not California, if not California, New England.
Hmm.
The Hyannis ports and where the Kennedys and the Bushes hung out.
Notice literally every city minus the one in Massachusetts and the one in Illinois, everything is in California and Texas.
Wow.
Number 2, Rye, New York.
Okay.
And number 1, Scarsdale, New York. It's in Westchester County. So is Rye, New York.
You have to say Westchester,
Westchester, New York.
Okay, when we get back, speaking of money, we have a headline that when I first read it, I was like, what in the Sam Hill is going on? We have a politician, female, who has been convicted of burglary. And I saw over the weekend the story in the New York Times, and I was like, burglary? Then we started looking into it. They buried the lead.
Okay.
When we tell you why she was in someone's house, I'm going to ask you, would you have done what she did? And I think a whole lot of people in our audience would say yes.
Also, when we get back, Sam, did we end up getting the announcement from the pilot on tape?
We did.
Yeah.
Okay. A flight in Minot, North Dakota makes an aggressive maneuver.
That's what they're calling it.
An aggressive maneuver.
And then as a passenger, you made an aggressive maneuver.
In your pants.
Yeah.
So that the plane did not hit a B-52 bomber. We'll get to that and much more coming up in just a moment here on Dana and Parks.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime. at KMBZ.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tact shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.